Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Major new developments. The FBI Deputy Assistant Director, Christopher Rea, announced that they now believe, after reviewing 400 tips, hundreds of hours of video, two laptops, and three cell phones, they believe that 42-year-old Shamsun Dijabar acted alone in the terror attack, driving down Bourbon Street after going around barricades in a police car, running over some 45 people, killing 14 of them, before then shooting two police officers. Police returned fire, shooting and killing him. He also left two ice chests with bombs in them in the French Quarter and another apparent incendiary device in an Airbnb in New Orleans. But now they say while he was 100% inspired by ISIS, he worked alone in this attack, and they say they are 100% confident, based on the evidence they have at this time, that there are not other individuals, sleeper cells, still waiting to commit further attack.
What's been the mood in New Orleans the last day or so?
Well, the news that, let's start with the attack. As people woke up on New Year's Day and learned that at 3:15 a.m., this terrorist had committed this mass murder in New Orleans. It was one of shock and one of a real feel of vulnerability. Ever since 9/11, nearly a quarter century ago, New Orleans has heard over and over, every Mardi Gras, every Super Bowl, every major event that we host, which is what New Orleans does, that New Orleans was a terrorist target. And we've heard it every single event. And police have acted in a manner such as to try and protect against any attacks. And they've not happened until now. And I think that left a lot of people suddenly feeling vulnerable, that despite 300 police officers being in the French Quarter at the time of this attack, despite police cars blocking the street to prevent vehicular traffic from going down Bourbon Street, despite all of the state and federal resources that were here to help the New Orleans Police Department, that this terrorist was able to drive on a sidewalk to get onto Bourbon Street and just mow people down, then start shooting people and had bombs, was flying an ISIS flag. I really think it left people feeling suddenly vulnerable and realizing that what we've been warned about since, 2001, at least this terrorist agreed, thought it true, and saw our French Quarter as a soft target and attacked it.
Now, we heard reports that Jersey barriers near where that that attack happened, they were not functioning. What has New Orleans Police said about that?
Yeah, the city has acknowledged that the cylindrical barriers that were supposed to be in the street, blocking cars from driving down Bourbon Street, had been removed because they were broken, malfunctioning, or needed to be upgraded ahead of next month's Super Bowl. Money was allocated in the infrastructure designation in the budget for Super Bowl safety to put these new blockades up along Bourbon Street and in the French Quarter. Those are currently under construction. They're not complete. The Super Bowl is next month, and they wanted to have them done in time for that. So they were not done for New Year's Eve. They were not done for the Sugar Bowl. And in place of that, NOPD says they placed cars at all of those intersections where the barriers were not present. But they say that this U.S. Army veteran, this 42-year-old from Houston who had been radicalized, drove around the police car, around fencing and other barricades, and drove up on the sidewalk to get onto Bourbon Street. And they vowed that going forward, sidewalks will not be available to vehicles either.
Dave, you've brought up the Super Bowl next month in New Orleans. In light of what's happened in New Orleans on New Year's Eve. How does the strategy, how does the security get even more intensified for the game in February?
It's hard to imagine how it gets. This was going to already be the most secure Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls. And New Orleans is no stranger to this. The first Super Bowl after 9/11, just weeks after the terror attacks of 9/11, was here in New Orleans. The game was postponed a week and was the, to that date, most secure event in our nation's history. The Secret Service had taken over security and had created, for the first time ever for a sporting event, this massive security perimeter with concrete blockades and controlled access and everything else. And that was, you know, what, in the 2002 Super Bowl. So here we are 23 years later, and New Orleans again is going to have to make sure that there will be unprecedented levels of security. The federal government had already designated this as a event that Homeland Security was helping oversee, and now is going to be increasing the assets and the efforts to make sure that the Super Bowl is secure. I would be very surprised if the security perimeter around the Superdome isn't half a mile to a full mile, where access will be restricted to pedestrian only, without very specific credentials and escorts. There will be metal detectors. There will be bomb sniffing dogs. There will be a whole cadre of security measures. Some we've seen before, and probably at this point, some we have not, fearing copycats may try to expose any vulnerabilities that may exist. The only major the other development from today's news conference is the fact that while it was initially believed that Bourbon Street would remain closed for some time and that it would not be available for today's Sugar Bowl, today's postponed Sugar Bowl, they're going to play the game at 3 o'clock Central Time this afternoon. It was thought that after the game, there would not be opportunities for celebration or commiseration amongst the Notre Dame and or Georgia fans. But the governor really wanted Bourbon Street reopened. The FBI has turned it back over to local authorities. They've completed their evidentiary collection. All of the bodies were removed last night, some 15 hours after this tragedy occurred. Cleaning crews have been in there. Trucks have been allowed to restock the restaurants, the bars, the stores, the strip clubs, and all of the other attractions along Bourbon Street. And now we're told that it will be open in time for this afternoon's game, and it will be open after the game. We'll see how many fans choose to gather on Bourbon Street after today's Sugar Bowl.